David, we're still, well, less than a week away from the first game. Have you decided on your starting lineup yet, or are you still waiting to figure that out?
No, more or less. You know, we're pretty clear on how we want to start. I would say yes.
Which is?
Oh, I got to tell you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Oh, the way we've been playing, you know, that's pretty much how we're going to go. I guess your question is going to be Andy or Tristan. And again, I tell you, those guys for us are interchangeable, and you know, we value them both in exactly the same way, and their contribution, I hope, will continue to be exactly what it was the whole preseason. Similar, high level, and efficient.
You've got 7 days here to practice. Yes. How are you going to use these days?
Just like we did today, we had a very, very strong up-tempo practice today, cleaning up some things, each day adding a small thing, trying to solidify what we've been doing, and obviously think ahead to game specific game situations that we're going to be facing, whether it be short shot clock, whether it be 2-for-1s, whether it be you know, a particular defensive tactic for circumstantial parts of the game, according to our opponents. But we're organized, we're on top of it, and we're thankful we got these days to practice because we need them.
Kevin has been up and down. He's had some great games. He's had some games where he hasn't shot the ball well. How are you going to manage that?
Kevin's fine. You know, that's what the preseason's all about. You know, he's getting in shape. He's getting used to his teammates. The last thing I worry about with Kevin is his shooting. He's really, you know, he's done a very good job defensively in the preseason, which was a concern that people had about him. I thought he's made strides. He's a great basketball player, so I'm not concerned whether the ball's been going in consistently or not for him. It will.
He mentioned the other day he isn't used to playing as much in the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a perimeter-based offense.
Not necessarily. You know, we'll get him down in the post more, unquestionably, because he's efficient there. And he's effective there, and you know, Kev will get his share of touches and all over the floor, you know, opportunities.
David, 7 preseason games, a lot of practices. What's your biggest?
Not a lot of practices.
Okay,
my standards. Anyway,
okay, no. By your standards.
No.
What's your biggest concern as you get prepared for the opener at this point?
I want to see everybody healthy. Physically, we're knock on wood, we're doing, you know, we're doing pretty good, and you know, I want to make sure that when the games begin, that we have a game, we have things we can hang our hats on, and things that we're good at, so that we can step into every game with an honest chance to win.
How has this team adapted to Blatsketball, your style of basketball?
You know, we've only scratched the surface of that. You know, we've tried to be pretty basic and pretty particular in terms of the amount of things that we're feeding them with and the amount of changes that we're trying to implement here. That will come in time. This is a veteran group for the most part. I don't think the right thing to do is to reinvent the wheel. We have to work our way into different things, and at the same time be good at things that guys are comfortable with.
David, going back to Tristan and Andy, obviously Andy has the most history with LeBron, and they seem to really have a cohesion there that's unlike most guys. How much of a factor is that in when you're...
Really good point. And fair one. You know, that was more or less the idea of, you know, beginning with Andy, just because those two guys are so good together, and Tristan is equally as efficient in either case. So, you know, that's more or less the basis. But it doesn't mean that Tristan won't be starting some of the games. I'm sure he will be. Just right now, we're you know, that's the way we're looking to go.
The fact that Andy got off strong in some of the exhibition games, preseason games, was that weigh in your decision too? I mean, he scored early and often.
Yeah, I really think it has a lot to do with the fit. you know, how Andy plays together with LeBron, and the fact that Tristan can play coming off the bench. He's pretty good. He's pretty good at it. I say again, guys, you know, for me, they're both starters. They're simply both starters. Only one's going to begin the game and the other isn't. That's all.
I assume Tristan's handling that. That's okay.
Do you know Tristan?
A little bit.
He's one of the best guys out there. And Tristan wants to win. And Tristan knows that if he's coming in the second wave, you know, his job is going to be just like it would be if he were starting the game, and that's to beat Tristan. You know, a rebounder, an inside scorer, an all-around-the-court defender, and a guy that, you know, you can really pair and match with any other big man on our team.
So if Tristan and Andy are 5 and 6, are you settled past 6? I mean, you know, you feel good about who comes next off the bench and how deep you want to go, especially early on?
Well, I'm not going to give away the store, Joe. I already got, you know, you guys already made me talk about Tristan and Andy. Right now, you know, we got a pretty deep roster, and we got this week to really solidify some things. And, you know, the rotation that you saw us play later in the preseason, that's more or less the rotations that we're looking to go with right now. But that, you know, that's not so firm in stone that you know, we can't have any kind of change. But, you know, I think we've been pretty true to what we wanted to do going throughout the preseason, and that's good.